This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Saturday, the 11th of November, we're here till 1 o'clock and we're off to the kitchen now where Paula McIntyre is making stuffed baked potatoes. Yes. Sounds delicious. I mean, the smoky fish, cheesy smoked haddock stuffed potatoes, I should say.
That's it.
I love a baked potato, I have to say. I really am a big fan of...
Yeah. Me too, definitely. And, you know... There's the best way for me, and I've tried many ways of baking a potato, is just give it a good scrub and stick it into the oven straight. Onto the rack. That's it.
Yeah, you see, people do. I have heard, like, prick the thing with the fork loads of times, rub oil and salt into the spud before you stick it in, wrap it in foil, don't wrap it in foil.
No. I think if you put it in, because you want to get that, you bake it in foil, you know, I do bake it in foil. You know, if I've got the barbecue going and, you know, the coals are dying.
Uh-huh.
And stick them, you know, double wrap them in foil and stick them into the coal. And they're lovely. Yeah, but see, for the oven, just don't waste the foil. Just stick them all in. That's it. Don't have to worry about anything.
And do you cut the hole in the baked potato before you do it?
Nothing.
No?
Don't, just stick it in. Fire it in. Give it a good... Get a good Morris Piper. I like a rooster potato, actually, for baking.
Oh, right.
You know, and then just fire it in, and that's it. That's leave it until they're ready. I think if you score them and do things like that, I don't know. I've tried everything, John. I've tried baking them on sea salt, and that's just a waste of sea salt for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then you get a wee salty pocket. So just into the, and then you know sometimes if I you know, when they come out of the oven and they're really really hot, you just want to be a wee bit decadent. You just brush them with a wee bit of butter.
Oh,
that's very nice.
Well, that's the first of many applications of butter, as far as I'm concerned. Now, for big potatoes, need butter. So. The thing is, with this, you can get a wee bag of bacon potatoes in your shop at the corner of the street for £1. Four good big sized baked potatoes for £1.
Or you can go to a farm shop and get a load.
Absolutely, but you want them to be a decent size. That's the thing.
You do. Well, no. Do you know what, John? Sometimes I've done these. You know the way you get. I buy a bag of spuds, and then you get some big ones, you get some small ones. But actually, these are nice with the smaller ones too. You get nearly like a snack.
Oh, right.
You know, just like a canopy, for want of a better word. You know, if you use a really small one, you can do this as a, you know, if you're, you know, for that time that's coming up now, but we'll not mention that yet.
It's a lot of hassle though for a wee small one. You want a big. I personally would want a big decent size spud with plenty of spud in it.
Yes, exactly. So once you've got your spuds baking, but at the same time into the, you know, when they're baking while the oven's on, I'm using undyed smoked haddock here, and it's about £0.5, so there's not a massive amount of smoked haddock in this, but a wee bit goes a long way, and the undyed one's a bit more expensive, but it's still relatively cheap.
Yeah.
I think it's, you just dot a bit of butter over it, and then just fire it into the oven for about 10 minutes, bit of salt and pepper on it, and that's it. So give that while the spuds, while the oven's on, do that. And then, but you see, when your spuds are cooked, just cut them in half, you know, sort of lengthwise.
Yeah. And how long for a baked spud in the oven? You see, I've got lazy, you know, I've started doing them in the microwave, and I know they don't, they don't come out. I know. They don't come out as. I really am such a disappointment to you these days between air fryers and microwaves.
No,
I know. But it only takes 7 minutes.
Therapy.
Turn it once and it's 7 minutes, and sure.
In the microwave. No, you don't get that nice. Lovely
you don't.
Crust,
I know you don't. I know you don't.
It's all right. Look,
you don't have to wait 45 minutes, so that's the other thing.
I know, but sure, we can, there's things you can do while you're waiting. I'm a big believer in just taking time and, you know, there's.
Slow food.
Just put them in there. Exactly.
I know.
But yeah, but no, I think honestly for this, don't use a microwave, please. That would be my plea.
Okay. All right,
you've got the
you.
Oven on anyway for the definitely don't put the haddock into the microwave. Plus, you're going to have the oven on anyway to get this nice, you know, at the end.
Exactly,
so,
exactly. Yeah. So you're going to be using it anyway.
Yeah. So cut them out, and while they're hot, and just scoop out the flesh. So you're left with the shell. There's a wee bit of potato, but mainly you're taking all the spud out of it, and give that a good mash with a fork. It doesn't have to be perfect. And then in another bit of butter, I've just cooked some leeks. I love leeks and smoked haddock.
Yep.
You're getting that kind of chowder vibe as well, aren't you?
Yep.
And then nice bit of salt and pepper into that. And then some cheese, your mustard and your sour cream. So that all goes in together. So the mashed potatoes, the leeks, I'm using 75 grams of grated cheese here. So you put 50 grams of them in with the potato and then mustard. I've said Dijon mustard, but you know, and it's only I only said that because I didn't have, you know, whole grain mustard is really good because whole grain mustard and smoked haddock's lovely together.
Oh, what about the yellow mustard's too strong, the English mustard?
No, if that's all you have, John,
I love it, you see.
Just put a wee bit less into it, you know, maybe about half a teaspoon.
And funny, Michael has texted in with a question saying, ask Paula, when is the best time to add mustard when you're cooking, before, during or after? I can never, says Michael, I can never get the flavour a cook would get in a restaurant. That's a good question.
I think that, you know, I was always taught put it in at the end.
Right.
If you put it in at the beginning, it can sometimes become bitter.
Yeah, but it
was,
or burn.
And that was the excuse I was given. You know, so if put it in at the end and then you're going to get that big hit of flavour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for something like this, it's going in with the spuds at the end. But, you know, if you're going to do a mustard sauce and you're maybe cooking everything down, definitely put it in at the end. Because that's what, I think you can cook out you cook out the flavours. But because I was taught that very early on, now it's always like mustard at the end.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. So,
a teaspoon of mustard with your grated cheese and your sour cream then mixed in. And flaking your
sour cream,
fish.
You could do a wee bit of just, if you don't have sour cream, you could do a wee bit of milk in with that. It's just to loosen it all up a wee bit.
Yeah.
And then that all goes back into your baked potato shell and flake in the fish, yes. And then the remaining cheese over the top, and then to a nice hot oven until they're golden bubbling. But, you know, at this stage, you could have that made up and in the fridge, you know, with the cheese and everything on it.
The mixture.
And then just bring. Have the whole thing, have the potatoes made up, and if you don't want to cook them straight away, you know, have them in the fridge and then
it's
hot oven. So it's something you can make up in advance. The other thing that I've done this with in the past, John, is I've done it with crab meat.
No, that's posh. That's nice.
Well, I would be, you know.
I know, of course, of course.
But you know, sometimes you get, you know, those wee fish fans that are dotted around the country, and they do the crab meat. You know, like a wee tub of it, and you don't need a massive amount of it.
Yeah.
And just instead of the smoked haddock, prawns or the crab meat work really, really well with that.
That sounds delicious. That's
that. So while they're bubbling in the oven, we can make our salsa verde crema. So salsa verde just means green sauce, and it's just really, you don't have to do this because you've got everything. These potatoes are nice and moist and everything, but I just like a wee bit of herb action with things too. Mm-hmm. You know, so the salsa verde is just basil, four stalks of basil, and chop up the stalks and all, and then a tablespoonful of mint leaves. Don't use the stalks on them.
Oh, mint then, as well.
Yeah, a wee bit of mint. So salsa verde normally has basil, mint, and then a good bit of parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've put an anchovy in here. And I know people go, oh, I don't like anchovies. I think the worst thing that ever happened to anchovies was they were became a pizza topping. And there were those wee horrible anchovies that were like, you know, they were like...
They were worms?
Like, they were like worms or like some kind of owl thing you'd find outside, you know, with a trail behind it.
Aye.
And that's the problem. And actually, when you get a lovely, you know, salted anchovy, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'll defend anchovies on pizzas because I know if you get even a simple, just a pepperoni pizza or salami pizza, wee bit of spice, maybe a wee bit of chili on it, and the anchovies it just sharpens your taste buds that wee bit.
I think a good anchovy. And then the other thing I've discovered recently was smoked anchovies.
Oh wow!
And they are fabulous. Now they're great.
In a tin.
No, they were just vacuum packed. You know, I found them in a couple of delis, and they're great just for this kind of thing, or you know, just if you're making a sauce, you know, even like a dressing like this is perfect for this.
Mm-hmm.
Just that nice wee bit of smokiness works beautifully with the smoked haddock, and then garlic and another bit of Dijon mustard, and just blend that. There's a wee bit of lemon juice and zest as well. Just blend that up to a puree. And then fold that into your sour cream and just a wee bit of salt and pepper, and that serve that on the side with your cheesy potatoes, or that's also very nice with, you know, if you were to do a wee few lamb chops.
Oh yeah, and the mint in there as well. That's right.
Or you know, any kind of fish be lovely with that.
Yeah, a salsa verde crema.
Yeah, and that's it.
So and then that's you just put that on the side of your golden bubbling cheesy smoked haddock stuffed potatoes. There's somebody's text as well to say you could skewer a few potatoes together when you cook them because the skewer conducts the heat to cook them and then you can reheat them later. All right.
Right, that's a good point.
If the metal thing goes through the middle of the spud, then
I've done that with baby potatoes, you know, in the barbecue.
Yeah.
Skewer them all together and then, yeah, why not? Yeah,
that's an idea.
That must be somebody scientific there, you know, when they're talking about conductors of heat.
Must be. You see, we get all kinds of listeners here. Skewer your potatoes and it conducts the heat to cook them and then you can reheat them later. But look, the cheesy smoked, there's just no argument. Cheesy smoked haddock stuffed potatoes with this salsa verde crema just sounds delicious. And actually, if you're not doing potatoes, you can still make the salsa verde crema and use that on meat or any other kind of...
Venison, chicken, anything, Joe.
Yeah, I thought you said venison there for a minute. He said anything. I was thinking venison. Absolutely, if you're sitting on a Saturday afternoon having some venison and mead.
Venison for lunch.
Aye, why not? Crab meat and all the rest. Paula, thanks so much. That sounds delicious. Another classic to add to the collection. There are literally hundreds of recipes of Paula's on the show page, and you can check them all out and find one that suits your day or your mood or whatever you've got in the cupboard. You can call here on 03030 805555, and we'll send you out a recipe sheet for the cheesy smoked haddock stuffed potatoes with salsa verde crema for your very own self, or you can text us on 81771 as well. Paula, thanks so much.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.